Hello, kings and queens. How's everybody doing? I want to welcome you back to FM Sounds, which is my motivational podcast where I just strive to inspire you mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and of course, spiritually. It's your girl, Miss Fern, and I know it's been a minute, right? It's been a little while since I have been on here, and you know what? I feel like if something really doesn't add value to me, then it's not going to add value to you. So I'd rather get on here, speak to you, lovely kings and queens, when I have something of substance, you know? And I just want to thank you for your support and for tuning in. So get this. I was driving home from work a few days ago, right? And I saw this beautiful rainbow in the sky, okay? And it wasn't raining outside anytime prior. So I was like, what is the rainbow doing right there? Just smack dab in the sky, like shooting down, like right in the direction in which I was driving. And it really just made me smile. It really just put me at a place of peace. It made me happy. I felt like I was a little girl again when I saw this rainbow. And I said, you know what? I'm inspired. Just the little things like that, you know? And I came home to look at my Bible to reference the verse where it talks about rainbows and the symbolic meaning. And it's in Genesis chapter 9, verse 16. And it reads as this: "When I see the rainbow in the clouds, it is the sign of my covenant with you and all the earth. When I send clouds over the earth, the rainbow will appear in the clouds." So, you know, that just speaks to me in so many ways. And I just want you to think about how that speaks to you. Rainbows are, you know, symbolic for peace and serenity, just representing a promise of peace from God to Noah. So that same promise of peace can be represented from God to us. And I kid you not, kings and queens, I felt the weight being lifted off of me from all the worries I had during the day, from the things that I didn't get done, what I couldn't check off my to-do list. I was thinking about all that stuff while driving home, yes. And when I saw that rainbow, it just took all of that from me, and I truly was inspired. So I want to ask you all, do you have certain things that you feel you have failed to do? I hope I'm not the only one. Do you have certain things that you feel like you have failed to do? It could be something like going to the gym, eating healthier, opening up that savings account maybe you thought about, you know, at the beginning of the year, making your New Year's resolution or your goals. Maybe setting up an insurance plan for you or for a family member. Planning that family vacation with the kids. Have you failed to do any of these things? Well, I know I have, and I get on myself a lot. And it's not always about what we get done, because it truly is about where we are in our lives and where we are in the moments that we're given in life, right? So for me, seeing that rainbow, kings and queens, for real, had me just stop and take a few minutes to just think and to reflect, and has really got me back on track with stopping to take a few minutes each hour to breathe, to exist, to enjoy time with myself. I need that. Some people need it more than others because they're dealing with things that you can't see. And those are the things that's real. We walk around and we can wear it well and hide it well, but we don't know what somebody's going through. So I have an amazing friend and business partner of mine that has reminded me, and I'm so thankful for her, to do 5 minutes of self-care each hour. And you know, 5 minutes is not a long time, but it is so difficult. So with her just being a blessing and reminding me, you know, 5 minutes of self-care, Fern. And I'm like, that's important. You know, it's for us. It's for me. And then me just stopping to think, okay, let me take a few minutes to just breathe each hour. That could be my 5 minutes of self-care. So I want to encourage you, kings and queens, take 5 minutes out of each hour. Take some time, however much time you need for yourself, instead of just being hard on yourself. Take that time to just enjoy being one with yourself, okay? So are you like me and hard on yourself about things you don't accomplish? Because I am really hard on myself. But you know what? We really shouldn't be. It's easy to just give up and throw in the towel on whatever we're dealing with, to decide that one failure determines the rest of our journey. But it doesn't. It doesn't. We all have choices, and failures can definitely lead to success. And you know what? When I think about it, there are very few people who truly succeed without ever failing, without ever falling down from time to time. We may not hear about all those instances, but they happen. And what I'm learning every day as I continue to grow in this thing we have called life, right? This beautiful life that we are blessed with, is failure honestly teaches you about yourself. It's what forces you to determine your own resilience and the ability to push through even when things don't go as planned. Failure can hurt the ego, yes, but you have a choice and I have a choice as to what we do with that hurt. It even hurts when we're dealing with failure in a sense, because I know for me, you know, the people around us may not truly understand what we're dealing with. That we're dealing with something on our own and that we're trying to push through. So we may not always be able to be there for them, because we got stuff that we're dealing with, right? We're trying to succeed, trying to live our best life, be as successful as possible. And you know what, kings and queens, it's okay. It's okay if the next person doesn't understand. It's okay if you don't get there when you thought you would, if you don't finish that task when you thought you would. Oh my goodness, I am speaking to myself. I need to listen to this podcast myself, okay? Because this world we live in is so fast paced, y'all, and it's okay. Everyone is on a totally different level. Whew, man, some of us are on totally different pages in our lives. So it's perfectly fine. We can't let it just overcome us like that. So my advice is to just use your failure, or not even your failure, use your lack of finishing something when you thought you would have finished it. Use it as an opportunity to come back, to do better, to go harder, and to succeed the next time. You know, don't be so hard on yourself. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to have to listen to this podcast like 5 times, because I am that person that's super hard on myself, and I feel like I have to be that way in order to be successful, which, yes, it's great to strive to be successful, but sometimes it's not healthy to be so hard on yourself where it stresses you out, right? I hope y'all feel me on this. And I just want to say, stop for a minute. Breathe, okay? Refocus if you have to. Take a break. Take time to regroup. Take time to re-energize. I honestly can stop and think about that peace and that serenity I was reminded of when I saw that rainbow. Just from seeing a rainbow. And it really made me just think about all the promises of God. And that's what it's all about. Instead of being out here grinding and getting on ourselves, but if we don't finish the grind, you know, or get to that level of success when we thought we would have. So don't think of, you know, you not accomplishing something as a failure that you can't bounce back from. The only failure is one where you don't learn anything from it. Everyone falters. Everyone. So I'm right with you when it comes to this. Let's just wear it as a badge. And remember that if you never tried, you could never fail. You tried, okay? You stumbled. You may have fallen. You may fall all the way down. And all you got to do is get back up. Try again. That's what you'll remember long after your goals are reached. Not how much you stressed or how much you worried, but the times when you felt challenged and pushed ahead anyway, that's what you're going to think about. So just go on this journey one step at a time. And I've just really been thinking about this a lot lately. So if you need some solid steps to see failure as a success, then one, I want to say, admit the failure. Admit it. You don't have to admit it to anyone but yourself if you don't want to admit it to anybody else. Or admit it to those that are in your close circle, those that want to see you grow, those that lift you up. You don't have to tell the world, because not everyone in this world wants to see you succeed. Trust me. But admit the failure. Don't give it any more power than it deserves by denying it. All right, kings and queens. Also, just assess what caused the failure. It could be a reflection on, okay, someone or something that may need to be analyzed in your life. You know, just think about it and let it come to your attention what caused it, to see how that's going to hinder you in the future. You know, everyone benefits from self-assessment. Please, this is for me as well, trust me, get rid of the guilt. Guilt does not create change and it stifles progress. Get rid of the guilt. Think about that rainbow. Think about that peace, that serenity. Think about God's promises. Think about how unique you are. You know, when God created you, there's no one out here like you or me. So we need to hold on to that and live the way that we know best, and we will be successful. Get rid of that guilt, please. And the last thing I just want to say, just create a plan to move forward. You know, pray on it, of course. Embrace your failure as a step towards your success. Be like, all right, that's a failure. That means I'm getting closer to where I need to be. Let me reassess, get a new plan, and let me get on it. You've got this, kings and queens. We've got this. We've got this. I just pray that you all have an amazing rest of this week. We're closing out the month of July, going into August, going towards the end of this year. Do what makes you happy. Do what makes your soul happy, kings and queens. Go after what's yours. Thank you as always for tuning in. Please share this podcast. I would love for you to subscribe to my podcast here on Anchor, to tune in as soon as episodes are released so that we can be connected. And I definitely welcome your feedback. May God bless you, each and every one of you. Share this with someone that you want to inspire, someone that you want to lift up, because we need more of that out here in the world today. As always, kings and queens, I'll see you at the top because the bottom is way too full. This is your girl, Miss Fern, and I'll talk to you guys soon.